Born in Oxnard.
Oh, you're from Oxnard?
A specialist there or something.
Oh.
I don't know what the deal was.
We had to have someone special deliver you?
I don't know.
Too long ago. You don't remember. You were being born.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those old jokes.
So who is your grandfather was the first one that came out here, right, to Fallbrook?
Yes, Grandpa Burdick.
Burdick. That's his picture. How do you spell his name? B-U-R-D-I-K?
I-C-K.
I-C-K.
That's where I get the name Dick.
Dick. Oh, that's how you got your name, Dick?
Yeah. My middle name is Burdick.
Oh.
And I just leave off the burr. I just call myself Dick ever since I was this high.
Uh-huh. What's your real first name? Your given
Clarence,
first name?
Like Clarence. Dad.
Oh, that's why it says Clarence on...
That was my dad's name, Clarence.
Oh.
They called for Clarence. I said, well, he isn't here anymore. He went to heaven in 75.
Ah, uh-huh. And, we listened to the tape we did before. There was the cabin, Eli? Eiley? How do you spell that?
Eli Creek.
E-E-L-Y?
It still runs there. It runs from Fallbrook right down past the old cabin. Yeah.
And how do you spell E-L-Y?
E-L-I. It's on the old topographical map.
Oh,
do
you have
I've got an old map.
Oh, you got an old one. Because I looked
out. Oh, good Lord. I got where I can't move anything.
Here, let me get up. Over here.
I've got shingles.
Oh, that's too bad.
I got Parkinson's real bad.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Mm. I got this. Here, you probably got a copy of that, haven't you?
I don't think so.
You got a copy of
no.
that?
No.
I've never seen that.
No, I don't. Can I borrow it?
A lot of your work's done here.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. This looks great. I can borrow this?
Well, sure.
Great.
Yeah, make sure you give it back.
I will give it back, definitely. Oh, wow, there's some nice, great stuff in here. We can add it to our website.
Yes.
Great.
I'm sure they won't squawk about reproduction.
Not anymore.
Probably not.
So, there's the old topographical map.
Yeah, so Fallbrook. And so, where are we here?
Yep.
This is the river here, right?
Yeah, that's the old river. And you go out to Lewes.
Uh-huh.
Let me get my bearings here. I probably have to open this up.
Good. We should take a picture of that.
Yeah. What am I hanging on here?
Okay, so that's the river.
Let me get my bearings. Oh, this is... You see this, where you curve right here,
mm-hmm.
and the new water district headquarters is there.
Yeah.
This road here.
Oh, okay.
My uncle made a...
That's Santa Margarita Drive, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
He made a house right out here.
Oh, yeah.
When I was...
that was Uncle Buck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
I heard your tape from before. Yeah, Suki said that.
He's right there.
And is that Eli Creek then? There?
No, this is Eli Creek right here.
Oh, that's Eli
See that creek right there?
Nice.
And you see his cabin right there?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't exist later. And this is the old Corligos place.
Oh, no.
And the train didn't go on past this.
Oh.
The old train washed out, you know, up in here.
Well, I'm lost. I'm lost now. This road down here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Deleuze Road?
Well, they didn't call it that back then.
But so this is where the train station was.
Yes, the train station was here.
And so this would be Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm lost. Is this road here? That's not Sandia Creek Road, is it? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. This. But anyway, this is a. That was Grandpa's place,
that's
right there.
The cabin, right there.
Right there.
So.
And this is Craligo's, and the train station quit right here. Can you see this? This train station marking here?
Oh, is that the train?
See, it quit right here at Craligo's.
Oh.
And that, and it turned around. Didn't it turn around there?
No.
No?
The train station all washed out here. I used to play on these tracks here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can blow all this up if you want.
Oh, yeah, let me just take a picture.
Take a nice.
This is.
Can we borrow this and I can scan it?
Yes.
Why don't you take a picture? Yeah, well, I'll scan it at home.
Pretty old map.
Yeah, this is an old one. I have a newer one. That's,
and it doesn't have it.
I didn't want to mark it to point that out, but.
But.
So that's your grandpa's cabin there.
Yes. This is curious. This is old. Now my memory's sliding. Yeah.
What did they call the road then, if it wasn't called Duluth Road?
No.
Oh, it didn't have a name back then?
An old train.
Yeah, see, this is 1927 map.
Let me point out something here. I won't mark it.
Okay.
You see the train station here? Quit right here at Curligo's. It's all washed away.
Oh.
It's all washed away. Mm. This is the one from Temecula.
Uh-huh.
They were going to make this all the way. They were going to make it all the way from Oceanside. This is way back.
Right, right.
From Oceanside all the way through the canyon and to San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And the old timers, though, they started talking about building a dam in back in 1880. So in Grandpa's escrow, and when he traded the place, he didn't buy it, he traded his place in Riverside for this cabin here. Mm. Well, it didn't even have any windows or doors in it. It was the old Ely Creek.
Mm.
This is Ely Creek right here.
Oh, that's Ely Creek right there.
And was it an adobe then? Did you say it was the adobe?
No,
it wasn't an adobe.
It's an old wooden cabin.
Oh, wooden cabin.
I've got a picture somewhere of it, but it's a flat roof.
Mm. Oh.
And it shows all the brush above it. It doesn't look like much of a cabin, but he and his brother from Wisconsin, they both came from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
originally. His brother was a judge in Lake Geneva, and he spoke fluent German. He's the only one in the family that spoke German, because he was a judge over a lot of the German people in Lake Geneva.
Mm.
I got a picture of both of those somewhere. I can't dig anything up.
Do you have the picture still of the cabin somewhere?
I'll have to dig it up. I've got pictures everywhere, not in order.
Uh-huh.
That's not unusual.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a very good picture. It's black and white,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
In those days.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to see. I mean, to add if we could.
But he had a hand-dug well.
Oh.
My dad helped lift the dirt out.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Helped him get out because it got down about 18 feet.
18 feet, hit water, huh?
And there's a little well was right here.
Hmm.
Then up on the hill right here, he built a reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
A little reservoir, and they had a little hydraulic pump in the Ely Creek here.
Uh-huh.
And it would just go ahead, it goes. So every time it did that, it pushed about a half inch of water up. And it just ran 24 hours a day from the creek running caused the hydraulic thing to recharge.
Was it one-stroke engine?
No, it's a hydraulic motor. They still make them different, but they still have them.
Uh-huh.
After it burned down in 49...
The cabin did?
All that area went.
Oh, yeah, there was a big fire. I remember seeing the stories.
49, The dump, Fallbrook dump was right up in here.
Mm.
They didn't have a night watch. It reignited, and it took all this area out, even across the river.
Mm. Did that come out near here, too?
I don't remember. I don't know. I wasn't.
You weren't here. Yeah, no. I think
I went down and looked for that pump in 51 or 52, and somebody already beat me to it.
Aww.
It's just a little hydraulic pump with an air cylinder on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And the water running past it caused the little piston to, the air to pump up, and then this piston drops and it pushes water.
So there's no electricity involved.
No. Oh. It's just the flow of the water.
Oh. Huh.
The water quits flowing, why it quits pumping.
That's nice.
They still had those.
Huh.
Hmm.
Not that size. That kind. You can make them up out of parts.
Hmm.
They're real simple. Just an air-powered hydraulic pump.
So did he grow anything or do anything out here with his cabin or just come out for
no,
recreation?
No, he had 500 chickens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 dogs.
Uh-huh.
We love those dogs.
Probably some good hunting out here, huh?
Yeah. And the doggies.
So did he live here full time then when he had the cabin? Or?
Yes.
He did?
From 32 to... 42.
The 42.
He moved into Fallbrook, or into Oceanside, so he could ride the train down to the La Jolla. He was a Spanish-American War veteran.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
They had the VA there at La Jolla.
Mm. Oh.
In 42, because they gave him an A sticker, and you can't drive from out here to La Jolla with an A sticker.
Not enough gas, huh?
Well, they had A, B, and C's. Dad let me buy a car just for the A sticker, but I couldn't drive it out of the driveway. In those days, I couldn't even buy a car until I was 21.
Uh-huh.
I wanted one real bad. I got out of the service when I was 19, drafted when I was 17, or I went in when I volunteered. 17, and I didn't re-enlist, so I got out when I was 19. I wanted to buy this car real bad, and no, I couldn't buy it. I didn't like it. So after I was 21, then just as soon as I was 21, I married Ruthie.
Mm.
And she passed almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We were married 65 years.
Wow. 65. I remember her.
Yeah, I met her 17 years old, and I just turned 21. September, we were married in November.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm 49.
49.
I couldn't vote for anybody until I voted for Adlai Stevenson.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't vote for Truman because I wasn't 21.
No.
We couldn't vote in those days at 18.
Uh-huh.
But did your dad ever, was your dad ever out here in Fallbrook at all? It was just your grandfather came out.
Your grandpa, huh? Grandpa moved off. He rented the property to a camellia nursery in 42 when he moved 42. To Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
And then the nursery burned down in the cabin and everything in 49.
49, uh-huh.
That poor guy left all kinds of flower pots. It just wiped him out.
Mm. I'll bet. Oh.
He was renting it.
Wow.
And then across the street, he sold 10 acres off right in here. You go back here to... You see, this is the road. He had 80 acres in here.
Oh, 80 acres.
Anyway, this is Mr. Gribes' place. That's right.
How do you spell Mr. Gribes?
G-R-I-B-E. He sold beehives and bees and honey and wax and hives and old wooden hives.
Uh-huh.
With and without bees. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, he made his whole living there.
Wow.
And, of course, the place was loaded with that. It looks like bamboo, but it's a giant pest.
Oh.
It's a random donax. Is the generic name. It's a Chinaman brought it when they were building the railroad.
Uh-huh.
They built the railroad a couple times, uh-huh, and it washed away a couple times.
Right. They were the workers.
That shows the train tracks, though, by the way. You see the train tracks here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The train stations here.
Train station, yeah.
Right at Grandpa's. That was... We had to fix this many times in here.
Uh-huh.
By hand. Grandpa come driving out this road, and he drove Model T's. Well, he got a later car, a 34 Chevy. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
And he drove it like he do a Model T. He had the accelerator all the way on, and he controlled this speed with the brakes.
Uh-huh.
So his brakes were always red hot. And he would let up, and he whoops on a turn, and we had to pull him out of the river.
Oh, boy.
We had to make a road and block and tackle a couple of times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whole family, and we'd crank it up tight, and then we'd take dirt away, and we got it back on the little road. Yeah, I know that road pretty good. But
I haven't
been out there in years.
Hey, Dick, down here where the train station used to be,
mm-hmm,
right where the Sandia Creek and mm-hmm Duluth Road, there's a cement structure in there under the trees,
mm-hmm,
that the Historical Society says was the water supply for the train. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Yeah, it's a big tank.
When I was little, there was no train there.
Yeah.
You just read about the people before me.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It says a train station.
It says pumping station here. I wonder what that...
Well, I don't know anything about it.
What they would pump that.
I don't know anything about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, for years and years we had a crossing on the Santa Margarita River on a cable. Ruthie rode that out a couple of times.
We heard about that.
And Marines or somebody shot it all full of holes, so she wrote to the government, she wants it fixed up.
Uh-huh.
So they just come and took the cable out.
Oh, they
nobody gets it to go across.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, we wanted to walk down there and see if we could find out where they must have had some big cement somethings to attach it.
Well, it's not in the same spot because when they rebuilt that crossing across the Santa Margarita, it used to go straight across. It goes curved around, and then they built a new bridge and tied in further on up that slope.
Oh.
So we'd have to go digging around trying to find where it used to be.
Oh.
Yeah, we've been wondering where it was.
Well... Where's that pad?
Let me get my chair right here.
They call that Sandia Creek now, but uh-huh, that had no name.
It wasn't named back then,
Here's the train station. Train station.
Mm-hmm.
I can't write anymore. Train station. Right in here. And this is Deluge Road.
Okay.
He went down here, and here's Gribe's place. And this grandpa owned
80 acres there.
This, they blocked this off now. You can't, this is it. The old cabin was in here. This is Ely Creek. You have to look up the proper spelling on that in the archives. It's Ely Creek.
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa had a well here. This went over here, and this is Criligo's place. I don't know if they... I can't find any name that, so they evidently rented it.
Oh.
Because I can't find any name like that.
Uh-huh.
I've looked and looked. I'll just write what I asked. That's the end of the train. The train track.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa's place here, this was on railroad track. Here's the at Duluth, here's the train station.
Uh-huh.
Train station, let's see. Train station. Yeah. Oh, and here's the, there's houses right in here. It was a dairy. My uncle had to pump 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. milk the cows.
Huh.
These are the cows.
So your uncle had a dairy there on...
No, this, he just worked there.
Oh, he worked there, uh-huh.
He ran the water, or the... I got a picture of... You got in one of those books, he got a picture of my uncle. He was over all the women there. They were all housewives packing the fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was ahead of that.
Oh, yeah.
Started World War II.
Uh-huh.
They hired him at Douglas in Long Beach. So
right.
He bought a place in Douglas in 42. And they put him head of hiring and firing instead of, because he ran the citrus plant in Fallbrook.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm getting skipping around.
This is the where the dairy was.
Dairy.
Is that where that the house is still there?
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Okay.
They had a tunnel under this road here.
They did.
And the cows would go back and forth under the thing here.
Really?
And they filled it in.
Huh.
You could probably look in there and see where they filled all that in, right under the dairy.
Wow.
I'll put dairy.
So the tunnel went down across to the river area, is that correct?
Well, this is the river's right here.
Yeah.
The river's here, and the tunnel is here.
Under the road?
Yes.
Huh. For the cows.
Yes. They went under the road. He just go, they'd mostly be there when he was showing up.
Uh-huh.
They knew to come back and forth. How you spell dairy?
D-A-I-R-Y.
It's still there.
Huh.
The dairy there.
We'll have to go look.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, here's a well there.
Uh-huh.
And this is a creek. This is a cabin. And Grandpa, in this square here.
It was his land, his 80 acres.
He went back here and they crossed. And he sold 10 acres off here and bought that place in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
And so this road went out just a single way onto this here. Now this is all paved.
Uh-huh.
And it was only one lane. This is all double pane. And this didn't exist.
Uh-huh.
This is 10 acres. Grandpa traded that 10 acres, 10, sold it off as 80. So he had ended up with just 70.
Uh-huh.
And they took it away from him in 55.
The Fallbrook Water District took it away?
Yeah.
Did they give him a decent price? They paid him for it, right?
400 an acre.
Which it wasn't. It was worth a lot more than that.
Okay, now this is Santa Margarita River. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Nice. And then were you showing us down here at the Santa Margarita where they had the cable crossing?
Now let's see. Let me get back to this.
Okay.
You know, this all goes down this way. The river goes down this way.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can see it. Isn't this a river, the black stuff?
Well, I think this says Santa. I think it says Santa Margarita River.
Yeah, this is the river.
I don't know what this is. Something else. This is a boundary, I think. I believe this is the river, the blue one. I'm not sure what this is. It seems to be this gray line up here, and then could it be the county line or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. That's Riverside County, and this is San Diego County.
Oh, and it follows the river.
Oh, yeah, this is the county. I think that's the county line.
Yeah, and then
it squiggles.
And then it follows the river.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so yeah, this is the river. So Santa... Mm-hmm. I'm sure it says Santa Margarita up here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see Grandpa's.
Oh. Yeah.
Grandpa's place was right close to the river.
Right.
He was only 500 feet elevation, but it was about a block and a half from the creek here down to the.